Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Both Steve and Michael sent me a story out of Florida. They knew it'd catch my attention because it involves driving and a goofy ticket. So here we go from the Tampa Bay Times. The Associated Press actually published the story. Florida driver swerved to miss a falling couch. Then he got a ticket. So the man's driving down the road. A couch falls off a truck in front of him. He swerves to avoid it, and he gets the ticket. So this is not Florida man who gets the ticket. It's Florida man who issued the ticket. Car struck the median and flipped over, and the couple inside were hanging upside down. Passers-by helped them out of the vehicle, and then when they were at the hospital, they were ticketed for what they'd just been through. Out of Fort Lauderdale, a couple driving home from a month-long visit to Florida escaped serious injury when they swerved to avoid a couch that fell from a truck on I-95. Now, if you've ever been to Florida, I-95 is one of the major thoroughfares. It has a lot of stuff happening on it. I've driven it. It can be scary. The couple couldn't avoid a $166 traffic ticket for failing to drive in a single lane, according to a crash report by the Florida Highway Patrol. Jake Singer told the South Florida Sun Sentinel that his girlfriend was driving on February 20th as they headed home to Washington following a visit with family in Boca Raton. The truck that dropped the couch kept driving, so it's most likely it's just a junk hauler. And you see this from time to time. Someone just has a big old truck loaded with junk and stuff falls off it from time to time. They don't care. They just keep moving. They didn't want it anyways. The truck that dropped the couch kept driving, but their 2006 Toyota Corolla struck the median and flipped over. The man and his girlfriend were hanging upside down because they were buckled in, and passersby helped them out of the vehicle. The car was totaled, and they both went to the hospital in an ambulance. That's when a trooper showed up at the hospital and handed them a traffic ticket. Singer told the newspaper, "He gave us a ticket for basically swerving lanes while trying to avoid a couch that was flying at us on the highway. He seemed nervous to give us the news, which I can understand." So, assuming this is true, the officer was even being a little sheepish about handing them the ticket. A lieutenant with the police department told the newspaper that while it is a tough break for the couple, troopers have discretion when issuing traffic citations. Discretion. They have discretion. We'll talk about that in a second. The lieutenant said you have to look at the totality of the circumstances. Remember, in Florida, it is recommended to have at least a 2-vehicle length between your vehicle and the vehicles in front of you, because that way you have enough time to react in case something like this happens, in case somebody breaks, in case debris falls in the roadway. You're able to avoid any and all difficulties. And notice he said it's recommended. It's recommended. So laws are not recommendations, and recommendations are not laws. So the question is, was it reasonable what these people did? The lieutenant said drivers are supposed to maintain control of their vehicles. That is also true. The man said, who was in the car, said he attempted to reason with a trooper, saying that if drivers violate the rules of the road, they should be ticketed. But the starting point is that you're giving us a safe road to drive on, and that's the sort of contract we have. And I'm pretty sure couches flying in the air breaks the contract, and we have to do whatever to stay alive. So, on the one hand, you can look at this and go, well, hey, you know something? They are alive, and they're simply paying $166. So I guess you can look on the bright side. But let's back up the word discretion. Discretion is something we hear about quite a bit in court, because judges often have certain types of discretion. And police officers at the side of the road have discretion. And what that means is that when they're faced with a circumstance, set of facts, a situation, they can look at it and go, okay, there's a range of things I can do here. I can do this, or I can do this, or anything in between. And in a situation like this, discretion means that if the police officer wanted to, he could also not give them a ticket. There's no law that says every single person out there who's involved in every single incident of any sort on the freeway needs to be ticketed. There's no law that says that, not even in Florida. And so he says that they got the ticket for failing to drive in a single lane, okay? But, as you can imagine, and many people in my audience do drive vehicles. We've all been driving and been startled by something in our lane. I could tell you the things that I've seen myself driving. I used to drive a tow truck. I could tell you the things that I had to pull out of the road. I've been coming around a curve before and found a bale of hay dead center in the middle of my lane. A bale of hay. How it got there, I don't know. But it was a bale of hay. It was bale-sized, constructed of hay, in the middle of my lane. It was late at night, so I managed to just veer around it and keep going. But if there had been cars behind me and cars the side of me, I would have had to like lock up my brakes on the freeway, which, by the way, may have allowed me to avoid hitting the bale of hay, but would have probably caused the person behind me to hit me. Whose fault is this now? And so when you're driving down the road and a couch comes flying at you, one of the things that many people forget is that a lot of decisions in life are made in a split second. And you can only judge a person by the decision they made with the information they had at the time. So you're driving down the road and a couch comes flying at you. Now, you can let it hit your car and stay in your lane. Or you can swerve out of your lane and try to avoid the couch. Now, you'll notice there's one interesting factoid that did not get addressed in the story. There were no other cars involved in this accident. They did not hit anybody. Now, they swerved and the car did flip. And obviously, that's a very dangerous situation. And it's they're lucky to be alive. They are. But there were no other cars involved. So if you're driving down the road, a couch comes flying at you, and you swerve and you slam into the person next to you, I'm giving you a hypothetical here, then that person can say, hey, you can't slam into me trying to clear that couch because where am I going to go? Okay? But there were no other cars involved here. There was no. So one of the things that you often see in a traffic incident, and I've handled a lot of tickets for clients, and I've also been involved in a couple of accidents. I've been rear-ended a few times, including once about a year and a half ago. So I know what often happens. The police show up at the scene of an incident of some sort, and they talk to the various people involved. And quite often, if two cars have collided, they'll try to figure out who's at fault and ticket that person. Okay, that makes sense. But when they show up and it's a single car accident, okay, the only victim is the car that flipped, and they flipped the car themselves to avoid something. The proper use of discretion here would be to look at this and go, okay, was it reasonable that they veered out of their lane to avoid a flying couch? So I believe that the officer abused his discretion here. But the other thing I'd like to point out is that this is the kind of a ticket where you bring this to an attorney and say, look, I got a ticket. I was trying to avoid a flying couch. An attorney's going to say, hey, I can 99% certainly get this taken care of on one level or another, okay? I'm not sure how many points that is or how much it costs. I know it says $166, but that might be if you simply plead guilty and pay it. But certainly, this is the kind of ticket you go to court on, and you explain to the judge, magistrate, or whoever it is that's hearing this and say, look, they swerved out of their lane to avoid a flying couch. So their choice is let the couch slam into the car, probably kill them, or swerve out of their lane. Now, someone's going to say, but Steve, if they'd been 10 car lengths back and the flying couch came out, they could have, you know, skidded to a halt in front of the couch. Possibly. I wasn't there. You weren't there either. But the problem, of course, is that someone's going to slam into you, and then you're going to say, well, I was trying to avoid the couch. They're going to say, yeah, but no one expects people to be locking up their brakes in I-95. And there's one other possibility here. And the other possibility is that the police officer who may or may not have been at the scene of the accident hears about, oh, there's somebody who swerved on the freeway, flipped their car, and they're in the hospital now. And the trooper goes, oh, okay, I'm going to go give them a ticket for, you know, driving crazy and not staying in their lane. And the trooper might not have even thought about this, knowing that there was a flying couch. But it sounds like he basically walked into the hospital carrying a ticket and just basically planned on delivering the ticket. That's what it sounds like from the story. I could be wrong about that. But really, the Florida driver swerved to miss a falling couch, and then he got a ticket, which sounds a little wrong. But I think that's an example of a police officer not using his discretion, because his discretion certainly would be that you don't have to ticket every single person who's out there just because they were involved in some kind of traffic incident. So that's from the Associated Press and the Tampa Bay Times. Steve and Michael both sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now.